Steven Griesbach says he began making homemade fuel for his Chevy diesel pickup almost a year ago. Griesbach says it's not difficult, just time-consuming. He uses a 50-gallon electric water heater, pumps, and a mixture of used cooking oil, methanol, and lye, which separates the fuel from the cooking oil.
Through a chemical reaction, it'll separate the nasty stuff in the oil. That'll settle to the bottom, and your good, usable oil will come to the top. It's a real nice, clean, clear-looking fuel.
Griesbach says when a newspaper published a story about his home fuel-making operation, someone reported him to the Department of Revenue. Now the department says he must pay the motor vehicle fuel tax.
I am taking waste cooking oil from a local restaurant, and I'm just turning it into fuel and putting it in my vehicle. That's what I'm doing. I'm actually saving the environment.
Department of Revenue spokeswoman Meredith Helgerson says the tax is covered in state statute. She says as more people produce their own fuel, they need to be aware of the law.
We have residents of the state finding alternative sources to power their vehicles, which is great for the environment. What people are unaware of is that the product that they produce may be taxable. So we as a department try very hard to reach out to our taxpayers to make sure that they are educated on the taxes that they may be required to pay.
Meanwhile, Griesbach says he'll pay the tax and keep manufacturing his own fuel. He says it's still a savings. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.